So my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 9th of October 2009 and the time is 4:10 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Yes, my name is Claire McFarlane. I'm 35. I currently live in Wellington just outside Hereford, but I'm originally from Cornwall.
Okay, and when was it you found out about the One Another Project?
I went to listen to Anthony Gormley at the Hay Festival this May, I think it was, and very interesting sort of presentation, I suppose, interview that he had with I can't remember the other chap's name, and it was when it was then that I found out about the One Another Project. I've always followed his work, but I didn't know about the One Another Project. But I listened to him talk about it, and it sounded really exciting, so I went straight home, went online and registered. And didn't actually get through, and it was only this Tuesday, and I had a phone call to say, am I still interested? So, yes, here I am today.
So how did you feel when you received the telephone call?
Partially shocked, partially horrified, but sort of, oh my God, I can't believe I've actually been asked to go. And in fact, I was really embarrassed because I said to the lady, I said, I'm going to have to ring you back. I couldn't say yes straight away because of other commitments and things, but I phoned back within the hour to say, yes, definitely, I'll be there, whatever. So, yeah.
And what have you decided to do for the duration of the hour?
Well, as it was very short notice, I didn't have anything particularly prepared, but I am going to be fairy godmother in pantomime in February. We've only just started rehearsals, and I am the opening act. So I'm planning to sort of dress in my partial fairy godmother outfit, because it's not complete yet. And, well, I'm going to be completely clothed, but not the whole costume, and go through the first act of my lines over and over and kind of try and get those sorted out and hopefully memorise them.
Great. So can you tell us about the association that you have with the pantomime?
Yes.
When did you first start doing that?
I've been a member of Hereford Amateur Pantomime Society for the last 10 years. A friend of mine introduced me to it at the age of 25, and it's been 35 now. This year is my 10th year, and I decided to be another principal role this year. I've done various roles within the society, from being a committee member, member of the chorus, backstage, props. I've done several principal roles. In fact, the last principal role I did was 5 years ago when I was fairy godmother in the previous Cinderella production. But it's a very enjoyable experience.
Well, what are the best bits and the worst bits of being involved in the productions?
One of the best bits, I think, is probably the getting there, the rehearsals, the finding your character and actually developing all of that. And obviously the duration of the show when we're actually at the theatre. Just the camaraderie, I think, of all the people. And I think the worst bit is being stood on stage and forgetting what you're going to say. I've managed to cut one entire scene before now, but hopefully that won't happen this year.
What else do you do in your spare time?
I don't tend to have an awful lot of spare time, to be honest. I'm an Explorer Scout leader. Explorer Scouts are aged 14 to 18, so the higher end of the Explorer Scouts, Scouts as it were. I have a shop and post office in Wellington with my husband. I also work for Dindor Outdoor Centre. I've just started doing some marketing for them, and I'm an artist as well. I completed a degree in fine art in 2008. We're 2009 now. Gosh, it is 4:10 in the morning. Yeah. I'm a practicing artist as well. Oh, and I drive a mobile museum. To top that off, I take it's a 7.5 ton. I don't know if you have mobile museums in this area, but it's based around the Olympics at the moment. So I take that to schools, community projects, fairs, fates, wherever wants us really, and we deliver the mobile exhibition to them.
What's it like being so busy?
Good fun. It's good fun. Yeah, that's all I can say really. I don't feel like I'm extra busy, but I find that lots of opportunities come my way, and I think it's because I am a busy person. I don't know.
And what's it like running a post office?
Interesting. Interesting. Business has changed dramatically over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, obviously with post office closures and things that have happened. But it's as a way to make a living or not, as the case may be.
Have you got any stories of customers or just experiences that you've had within the post, you know, the post office itself, working for the institution?
Not really, without breaking any client confidentialities. No, just that people, very strange creatures. But I think we all know that from various different walks of life.
So what other jobs have you done professionally? And maybe you could talk about being an artist as well, and going back to, or going to university and studying for your
Okay. I've done various roles in my life, from managing a bar to working on a children's summer camp in America to I worked for the Department of Work and Pensions for quite a long time. That was interesting in itself. I originally trained as a graphic designer back when I first left school, and sort of age of 18, 19. Excuse me, did that to sort of HMD level, moved to Herefordshire and never really used it. And then a degree course came up in the area 3-4 years ago in fine art, which was where I should have gone in the first place. And I did that for 3 years part-time, finished it off with a 1 year full-time. And yeah, it's been good. It's been a really good experience, and it's just broadened my sort of creative thinking process, I think, more than anything. I worked from a studio at home. I did work from a studio in town, but I found that I just turned into a bag lady. It's very easy to kind of pile a load of stuff into a bag and think, I'm going to take that in and work on it today and have a chat with somebody and go home again with the same stuff. So I work from home now, which is much better.
And what would you say your interest in kind of the themes in the work that you're conducting at the moment?
Predominantly, I think people, just the way that, and life itself. I'm not a painter, and I'm not a sculptor. I like to think I work with ideas, and my work kind of manifests itself into whatever medium it requires it to turn into. I do quite a lot of photography. At the moment, I've been doing quite a lot of knitting, in fact, which is, that hasn't actually made it anywhere yet, but yeah, we'll see.
And how does it feel to be one of the 2,400 people that get to take part in the One Another project?
I don't know, really. It's quite exciting. It's very exciting, in fact. And as I said, because I only found out Tuesday, I haven't had time to kind of dwell on it or anything. It's just been a bit of a, you know, full force forward. And I've kind of found myself here in Trafalgar Square 2 days after finding out and thinking, oh my God, I'm actually here. But yeah, I'm really quite excited and proud to be a part of the project.
And how do you feel 30 minutes before you go up onto the plinth? What's the emotional journey been like?
I think the deathly silence says it all. I think it's been a journey of kind of disbelief, I think. It's because obviously the emails kept coming through that said, sorry, you haven't been selected this time. And then to receive that phone call was quite a shock, actually. And then to kind of rearrange all sorts of things and con my friend into coming with me, because it's very difficult to find somebody to come with you at such short notice when it's in the middle of the night and everybody's got to go to work the next morning. So I was quite lucky that she was able to come with me. But yes, I'm looking forward to going up there, and I'm sure it'll be an experience. And to be one of, I'll know that there's only going to be another 2,399 people that have stood and done exactly the same as me, or not exactly the same as me, but used that space. It's quite a special thing, I think.
Who would you say you're doing it for?
Myself. Yes, I don't know why. But yeah, I think it's quite a different thing to be involved in. It's not, I didn't apply and think, oh, I'm going to do this for somebody else, or I'm going to do this. I did it because I was interested, and I'm interested in the work that Anthony Gormley does. And just that the interaction of people with each other and taking art into a place that it isn't necessarily, or doesn't necessarily, I know it belongs on the fourth plinth, and in fact I did my dissertation about part of the fourth plinth when I did my degree. Just a lot of the people that we've seen out there this evening wouldn't consider what's going on that plinth as being art, but they've taken part in it. But if you said to them, you've just taken part in an art project, they wouldn't necessarily connect with that. But they're quite happy to go and do the Macarena in Trafalgar Square I think that's amazing. Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to add to the archive about being part of the experience or for posterity in regard to what you've chosen to do on the plinth?
No, I don't think so. Apart from come and see Cinderella at the courtyard in February in Hereford.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.